All right, cue the music. Let's get it started. Robert, go ahead, sing us something.
Mm-hmm. That's about it.
Whistle something? Mm-hmm. Hum something? Mm-hmm. Anything at all?
That's
okay,
it.
I think that was happy birthday, so that's how we're starting the show off. Somebody's birthday out there, I'm sure.
Somewhere.
You got a 1 in 365 chance. It might be you.
Yes.
Anyway.
Better than the lottery.
We've got Robert Lukowitz and, of course, myself, Captain Josh Olive, the Fish Coach, sitting here in the world headquarters of Fish and Frank's radio studio, where we are preparing to do an area fishing report just for you, for your knowledge and edification, and for our amusement. Today is March the 31st, 2022. The information we are going to provide is as current as we know it to be. However, of course, your results may vary. Robert, how you feeling?
Good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Ready to do a fish report?
Sure.
Are you excited about it?
As excited as I can get.
Okay. Trust me, folks, for him, that's excited. Starting
yes.
out with the Peace River system, that would be Harbor Heights Park, Sanssouci, Trestle,
yep.
Riverside, Liverpool, Chester, Robert Park, Patty Avenue Pier, Lettuce Lake Boat Ramp, and the Peace River Water Treatment Plant.
I'm going to start that again, huh?
I'm just telling you all the places so you know where to go.
Gotcha.
Listen, that's what's listed here, okay?
Okay.
I fixed some of it. I cleaned some of it up. I really did.
That's good.
It's an ongoing project, though.
There's been some snook up there.
Some?
Some. Not a lot, just a few. And then there's been some juvenile tarpon. A couple of redfish I've heard about. And then, of course, a lot of gar.
Lots of gar.
But other than that, still too hot. It's going to be like this the rest of the summer, pretty much. Don't get too excited. Time to do some traveling.
Okay. Now, of course, it's not going to be like this the rest of the summer because it's going to get rainy.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to get much, much worse.
Well, that's true. Well, look at it that way. That's true. But that's just normal.
Hopefully, hope it rains anyway.
Hopefully we get some rain.
Yeah, that would be
great.
It was
a pretty good fire yesterday.
I saw that. That was a very unpleasant experience for a lot of people.
Yeah, I feel bad for all those people. Not good.
Nope. Sliding our way down the river, taking us to the Darts Park boat ramp and the I-75 bridges.
The only thing I've gotten there was a couple of black drum and a couple of redfish on the north end of the bridge. Other than that, it's been pretty quiet.
Okay. And if you're fishing down there, what would you be fishing with? Shrimps?
Yeah. Yeah, shrimp would be the best bet.
Which end of the bridge did you say the redfish were under?
North end.
North end. Try shrimps. Okay. Sliding onwards, the 41 bridges and Power Pole Park area.
Okay. Let's see. There's been some small snapper, a few sheep's head, one cobia, a couple of small sharks. And then there's been some snook and some juvenile tarpon at night. It's been okay over there. I wouldn't say that's great fishing, but it's been good fishing. The nighttime is better in general, but it's not bad.
And bait preferences here?
Shrimp. Or paddle tails at night. Either one of those are both working well.
Okie dokie. The Lashley Pier and Riverside.
A couple of small trout, some mangrove snapper, and a couple of small sheep's head. And all the catfish you could want.
Small sheepies as in not keepers?
Yeah, small. Mm. Undersized.
Hardhead catfish?
Yes, plenty of them.
See, if you said they were sail cats, I might have got a little excited.
You might have?
I might have.
Okay.
That's a good eating fish, you know.
I know. It's okay.
Just saying.
Okay.
Take me to the Bayshore Piers. What do we got going on there?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Zero report.
Nothing. Zero. Okay. Are you having a problem over there?
Nope.
Oh, okay. See, you were just assisting. The thing is that the Radio World headquarters also happened to be in the back room, which is also the Warehouse World headquarters. So, it does make
yes.
it a little bit more challenging.
It does.
Port Charlotte Canal, salt and brackish.
Mm-hmm. let's see, you got some snook, mostly small, been some jacks, some juvenile tarpon, and that's about it. It's been pretty quiet back there. Even the guys trolling through the other night said they didn't catch a whole lot, and they went over into Spring Lake and into the Pelham Waterway and said, hey, we caught a couple small jacks, and we had one big jack on, but overall pretty slow.
Okay. So far, you are not overly excited about the fishing going on down here, so I'm hoping that things will improve as we continue to move along around the area. Elgibeen Pier and Elgibeen Boat Ramp.
Elgibeen's been really quiet. At night, there's been some snook and some juvenile tarpon, but I had two people in today said they were out there yesterday. One was yesterday, one was the day before, maybe. A couple of small mangrove snapper, one small black drum, and one sheep's head. Pretty much between the two of them, as best I could tell. Not overly productive. What can you do?
Tell the truth. That's what you can do. I mean, we could sit here and we could lie to you and make it sound like it's way better than it is, but how would that help? Then you get people going out to these fishing spots and be like, well, you said all this and there was nothing.
Right,
so
exactly.
I'd much rather tell them, hey, there was nothing, and then have them go and be surprised that they catch something good.
Right.
You know, which of course can happen.
Yes.
But anyhow, Myakka River area, the cutoff cattle dock, tippy canoe, and the 14-foot hole.
Been some redfish and a few snook up in the Myakka cutoff. And then a customer the other day got two cobia drifting out there kind of just below the bridge at Elgibeen.
Okay.
One was undersized, the other one was barely legal, so he decided to let it go and he figured another day because he's already had his taste of cobia. So he wasn't... Pardon me. He wasn't willing to push the envelope because he said it's good, but he didn't think it was worth it.
Any idea what he happened to catch those cobia on?
Both of them were caught on cut bait. He didn't specify. He bought mullet and ladyfish, though, when he was in here.
Hey, cut bait gets us a long ways.
Yes.
Rather than just making a random guess.
Yeah.
Anything else going on out there?
Nada.
No sugar trout?
That wouldn't be part of the nada, right?
Well, normally, but sometimes...
Catching fish here, here, and here.
Listen, sometimes... Here. Sometimes, and I found this from doing fishing reports for the magazine over the years.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Sometimes it's a good idea to make a reminder of a particular species, because then that will jog the person giving the report's brain, where they forgot something, and they're like, oh, yeah, that is going on.
Yeah, you do it to me all the time.
Yeah.
Because my brain sucks.
Everybody's brain sucks. A sign of the times.
Mm-hmm.
South Gulf Cove Squish Canals.
Yep.
Butterford Ramp, South Gulf Cove Park, and the locks area.
Nothing in there.
Nothing.
Got no reports at all. Some guys bought some shiners the other day to go fishing there to see if they could get snook and bass, but they never came back to tell me yay or nay.
Okay. And I will.
Kind of a bummer because that's a cool area to go fishing.
I will put a note here to please call the shop with reports if you have any.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's where these reports come from, folks. They come from y'all.
Game and Fish have been getting a lot of phone calls for out there, though, for tortoises.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Too much building and destruction going on out there. They're all trying to run.
I can't imagine.
Yeah, how about that?
Hmm. West Wall and Creeks.
Basically, you got redfish and snook moving up and down the whole West Wall. Obviously, it gets a little better the further south you go. And then on top of the bar, to the outside of the bar, there has been a few cobia. One guy said he skipped one pompano.
One?
One. He's like, yeah, I watched it bounce right off the, right next to the boat where it jumped and never saw any more, so I didn't even bother trying to fish that area. And then there has been a few tarpon over there on that side sitting in the bar on 4 to 6 feet of water.
And what might they eat?
Hand grenade. They aren't eating anything when they're up in that shallow water. Just enough to aggravate you. But they're beautiful to see. Absolutely amazing to see.
Little twerps must be eating something.
I'm sure they are. Just nothing that we're throwing at them.
Right.
Need to go out there and try a shrimp.
Try a shrimp or maybe a jewel cichlid.
That might work, but no, I think a shrimp would work better.
All right. Well, let's continue on our way southwards. Cape Hayes, Muddy Bay.
Cape Hayes has got some Spanish mackerel, some ladyfish, bonnet heads, and a few small mangrove snapper. And then there also has been a couple of little black tips caught there, which I think, honestly, the picture that I saw was a very, very lousy picture, but it might have been a baby bull shark. Mm-hmm. It was hard to tell. It was 3 feet, 40 inches, somewhere in that range.
Okay.
What's that, 120 centimeters?
I wasn't really listening to you. Baitfish yeah, situation?
No. Hang on just a second. Never mind. It's all good.
What's our baitfish situation out there?
There's been some white bait out there, just not a lot.
Okay. Some white bait, but not a lot. Dokey.
Yeah, you
not getting enough sleep last night there, buddy?
Nope.
Whole lot of yawning going on.
There is.
Okay, Bull Bay, Turtle Bay, Gallagher's Cut.
Bull Bay, Turtle Bay, Gallagher's Cut. Lots of redfish and snook in there.
Still the same.
Where are they specifically? I mean, are we looking for them out over the grass? Are we looking for them on the oysters, under the trees?
Scattered into both. All the above.
Okay.
More likely to find them around that heavier cover?
Yeah. And if you want a trout, you're going to have to just kind of drift through the middle and hope for the best. There's been a lot of miscellaneous fish going through there, but not anything major.
How big are these trout in the grass?
12 to 20 inches, just kind of a hodgepodge, but no consistent numbers at all.
Okay. We likely to catch those fish if we go out there, or do we have to get lucky?
A little bit of luck more than anything else.
Moving our way along, Cape Hayes Reef and Danger Reef. Wait a minute, I bet you're going to say Spanish mackerel.
Yeah, hey, how about that?
Oh, I'm catching on here.
Yeah. You've been doing this long enough, you could almost do this thing by yourself.
Yeah, but we like to hear your voice.
Oh.
And it's hard to talk and type at the same time.
Is it?
I tend to misspell things, and then people are going to think that Frank's over here doing the report. So.
You could say that he's doing it in sign language and you're just typing away.
I could.
Be worth a try.
So, is Spanish mackerel nice and thick or just a handful?
That depends on the tide and the bait that's been moving in, because there's been a lot of glass minnows and some small... thread fins and white bait moving in and out of that whole area. So they're just kind of following that food source more than anything else.
But they have been thick at times.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. Just depends on the moment. Probably the moment that I'm not there, that's when they won't be there.
That's definitely the moment.
Exactly. Anything, that's how it always works.
Anything else over there? No cobia hanging out? No
nothing.
No sheep's head down the bottom there still?
No. Nope. Haven't heard of any over there.
Big fat zip. Okay.
Although now that we got in fiddler crabs, we might actually hear more about sheep's head.
Right.
It's weird. You run out of fiddler crabs, and even though people are still fishing for them, you don't get the answers about the sheep's head as much. It's weird, they're catching them.
That's weird, man.
Doesn't make sense.
People are weird. No sharks up there?
Nope. Nothing.
Thought there must be some sharks.
Yeah, Myers would tell you that there is.
Listen, there's definitely some sharks. If there's mackerel, you know there's sharks.
Usually.
Just ain't nobody catching them.
Correct.
Ain't nobody fishing for them.
Yeah.
Start fishing for them. They up there.
Nah.
You know they up there.
Whatever. I don't think so.
What?
That was worth the puzzled look.
Let's move over to Gasparilla Sound and the Tailing Flats.
I forgot to give you this. Gasparilla and the Tailing Flats. We got lots of redfish. And snook up along the bushes.
Now, let's talk a little bit about redfish right now.
Okay.
We talked about how they were ganging up in ways that we didn't normally expect to see a little bit earlier this year. We said there's still some schooling redfish going on, and it's weird. Is that still happening, or are we down to what we would normally expect, just onesie-twosie fish around?
Onesies-twosies.
Not so much with the schooling anymore.
Correct.
Okay, so you're not looking for pushes of redfish while you're out there. Anything that you see pushing is probably going to be something else.
Correct.
So we're back to beating bushes and fishing for them that way.
Definitely.
All right, I just want clarity.
But they're an assortment of sizes, though. They're not just the little rat reds. I'm hearing of them all the way up to like 30 inches. So a fair amount of decent size fish. Is it extraordinary? No, but is it good? Yeah, better than it should be for this time of year with the size of the fish anyway.
I dig it. And the snook, does that seem to be doing pretty well? I mean, do we have more redfish because we have fewer snook, or is it...
There's definitely more snook down there than there is redfish.
Okay.
And there's also been some sheep's head cruising along those mangroves and the mouths of those couple, you know, catfish in Wooden Creek. And then there has been some sharks over there by the clam lease. And Spanish mackerel just on the outside, close to the intercoastal drop-off in like 4 to 6 feet of water. Unless you're those couple ones that are lost that we talked about last week, I think.
Right.
Like 2 feet of water that guy got railed and finally hooked a couple of them.
Well, you know, it happens.
It does.
And
it's just always funny when it happens like that. Just because it's not unheard of, but it's definitely not normal behavior by any stretch.
Well, the thing that I think is funny is that then when people get bit off,